We were just talking about officiating, and George mentioned that he was at the Mavericks game the other night. Saw a few pictures of you in the crowd posted by P1s. I guess you made the TV broadcast time or two.
All right.
So we thought we'd talk to some other fans who were there that night at the AAC and get their take on the officiating. So let's start off with, let's see, let's go to Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County.
Oh,
hey, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Job, it's me, your old cousin Elmer Wayne from out here in Van Zandt County. You remember me?
I remember you, not my cousin, though.
Yeah, I knew you'd remember me, because I was the one who taught you how to sneak up on a cow at night for a little surprise marriage time.
No.
Oh, man, you was all over them heifers.
What?
Man, I know now you act all big city-like, wearing your shoes and not treating your cousins as breedable, but I know in your heart you remember your upbringing, don't you, old boy?
I don't know what you're talking about. We did not grow up together.
It. You say you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Isn't that what they say?
I guess some say that, yeah.
Hey, remember how we used to shoot the cross off the church with the 30-06, and you'd claim that teach Jesus a lesson?
No.
You were crazy,
no,
man.
No, I would never do that.
You were so crazy. Hey, listen, I just wanted to call up and thank you for them Mavs tickets you got me.
Okay, I took my brother-in-law. I did not take you.
Oh, I know. Look, hey, look, I just want you to know I appreciate it. Even though you made me sit behind you and you pretended the whole time that you didn't know me.
Well, I didn't know that was you.
Right behind you.
George, we do have evidence of this. I posted this on my Twitter timeline, a picture that somebody got of Elmer Wayne sitting right behind
well,
you.
Well, I had no
That's
idea he was going to be there.
I heard it's on the internet web, and you can see me sitting right behind you.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
And you ignored me. You ignored my calls. Every time I'd call out for the Mavs to play Freebird, you'd act all embarrassed. And then every time I tried to force a high five, you ignored me. But I still appreciate you even getting me them seats. I mean, that was quite a trip for me. I mean, I ain't never seen 7-foot black guys. I mean, hell, I never see black guys out here.
Well,
and I never had seats like that before. I mean, those are great seats.
Yeah.
Hell, I ain't even got no seats out here where we live. What are we sitting on? Upturned feed crates. That's what we sitting
wow.
on.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
And thanks for introducing me to Mr. Cuban. I mean, I never met Mark Cuban before. You know, I'd seen him on Shark Tank when the wind carried the reception out here to our holler, but
yeah.
But seeing him in person, I mean, you're right. He does look like Frankenstein.
Okay,
but
I didn't say that.
But he's nice, showing us all them dance moves and everything.
I've never had a conversation with you about Mark Cuban.
Yeah, you have. And I got to say, sure was a shock to get back home after that game and see that the county tactical team had busted in and took four more of our kids away.
Four more? That's really depressing.
I mean, Mary Lou sure was upset, and that puts us down to 6 kids now, and that's hardly enough to get a decent government money check. So,
gosh.
So we got to head out first light tomorrow, see if we can find them tooken kids, but really, you ought to call Mary Lou and comfort her over losing her kids like that. She'll listen to you. She says that you're her favorite first cousin.
I don't know her.
Says I'm only her second favorite first cousin.
I don't have a first cousin named Mary Lou.
Hey, you still on the radio?
Yes, that's what we're doing right now.
Oh,
we're doing
yeah,
a
making
radio
that,
show.
I got a yard crew money, huh? That's what it is.
No.
Yep. Yeah, I can't believe you done so well for yourself. I mean, that's a long way from entertaining yourself by sitting on the back porch playing with your own ringworm.
Yeah, never did that. Never did that.
Hey, you know I hate to bother you.
Well, you don't seem to.
You got me them Mavs tickets and all. But
I didn't give you Mavs tickets.
But I appreciate that, you doing that make-a-wish for me. But listen, if you could give me a heart ventricle or two, it'd really put it to good use.
I don't know if I can lend you a couple
of
ventricles.
Well, the doc says I need to get a heart ventricle transplant. And
can't they just take that out of a pig?
Turns up, meth ain't. I've run through all the pigs out here. But it turns out meth ain't as good for you as they once thought.
Imagine that.
And it's done a number on my ticker.
Yeah.
I guess your heart beating 400 times a minute ain't quite the cardio replacement I once thought it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But so if you could loan me your heart valve, that sure would make our remaining kids happy.
George, well, I don't think that's possible.
He's family, George.
He's not family, and that's not possible.
Come on,
so.
They still want to have their daddy around.
You're a perfect heart valve match.
I don't know if they do or not.
And plus, you know, you and I made that death pact that if I die, then you're gonna make sure you die too. So
no.
So you got to save yourself by giving me your heart ventricle.
I don't think so.
All right, but, hey, listen, thank you for them tickets, and if you change your mind on them heart ventricles, you know which county jail to call to get a hold of me.
Okay, Van Zandt County.
Oh, I am country!
All right, see ya.